This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I know it's been off the radar for just a couple days here, but what I want you to consider is this. How is it that Americans have tolerated a people that cry death to America without and let them in by traitors within? Corrupt politicians, useful idiots known as news anchors, Hollywood degenerates, so on and so forth. We see and hear much about what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unlawfully ruled upon concerning the president's lawful ban on illegals coming into the United States, which is nothing but a bunch of phooey. But by doing so, the court has declared that the United States Constitution is unconstitutional. And this is nothing short of anarchy among those who are to discover and apply law, period. Read Psalm 94, verse 20 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown had brought up Trump's Homeland Security pick, ready to work with Congress on DACA. Amnesty for 800,000 illegals. Now let's put this into perspective and take the roll slow. State Department statistics state that under Donald Trump, illegals coming into the United States of America has doubled that of Barack Hussein Obama. That is State Department statistics, not mine. Okay? And again, let's just put facts out there because facts are stubborn things. Let's put the straight stick out there to show you the deviated ones. President Donald Trump expressed to the American people that he was against amnesty for illegals on the campaign trail. And though he did pause when it came to children under the Obama-created Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA program, now his hand-picked choice to be the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen says that she is ready to work with Congress on granting amnesty to nearly 800,000 illegal aliens in the United States of America. Let's back up just a little bit. DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Okay, that's the program. So what we have today is we have the same governments, once again, if it's not more gun control to protect our children, now it's for the children concerning DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Okay, under DACA, that program in which they established. Keep in mind, these are the same people that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Why is it so important that they need to have these illegals come into the United States of America? Well, I had told you over and over and over again under that of the criminal Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign plant, remember that guy that violated the Constitution over 1,180 times and the American people let him do it? Yeah, that's the guy. Folks, do keep in mind that over and over and over again during that tenure of Barack Hussein Obama, it was children that were always being played to the American people because the American people weren't cognizant of the fact that it was Barack Hussein Obama during his 142 days in Senate in Illinois. Mysteriously, he becomes the president of the United States. But during the 142 days that he was in Senate, he voted over 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. And he also voted two times to make sure that there was a second doctor in the murder labs, folks. Killers of the unborn is really what they are. In fact, folks, he also voted two times to make sure that there was a second doctor in there to make sure that the babies did not get out alive. Okay? And this is the guy that got up in front of the people and cried. Okay? About what happened there, allegedly, as to what took place at Sandy Hook. We need to protect our children. When, in fact, they're attacking foreign countries at will and killing children. And fathers and mothers. See, do as I say, but don't pay attention to what I do over and over and over again. Now this falls to President Donald Trump. Also keep in mind that during this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was written under Barack Hussein Obama in December of 2015, keep in mind this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, President Donald Trump said that he wanted to do something about abortion. He did something about abortion, America. He gave $50 million to Planned Parenthood under that omnibus bill. By the way, it was sold to you, America, as national security. Don't forget about all this, okay? Now they have a great care moving forward for DACA. They have a great care for these young people that were born, these anchor babies, you know how they like to play them and use them against the American people? Come on, we've got to take care of these kids. We can't send them back. Wait a second. Try that at Disneyland sometime, friends. Just sneak your kid in. And when he's found out, just tell him, hey, listen, he was foreign. He couldn't afford it, so we just brought him in. Do you think that Disney, by the way, which advocates DACA, and helping illegals come into America, do you think Disney for one moment would allow that child to stay inside of their parks without paying for it? Absolutely not. But they expect you to drink the Kool-Aid. And I'll tell you what, America is drinking the Kool-Aid, especially under Donald Trump. Now listen again. Donald Trump expressed to the American people that he was against amnesty for illegals, though he did pause when it came to children under the Obama-created deferred action for childhood arrivals. So what he did is he handpicked the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, who says that she's ready to work with Congress on granting amnesty to nearly 800,000 illegal aliens in the United States of America. Have you ever wondered, America, what would happen to you if you went into, let's say, Mexico illegally? Have you ever thought of what would happen to me if I went into a foreign country illegally? Let's go to Mexico during this show, because I want to show you what happens if you go into their country. I don't care who you are. Illegally, you're arrested, you're deported, or you're jailed. And by the way, when you look at law in the United States of America, immigration laws, which, by the way, is founded upon Leviticus 19:34, no wonder why Barack Hussein Obama was always mocking that of Christ and the Old Testament, because it testified against him, friends, period. But what we're going to be talking about is, again, a double standard. Pay attention to what I say. Don't pay attention to what I do. Don't pay attention to what we're trying to push under the table. While we're sitting there watching their favorite president since George Washington, some say. Folks, you can't make this up. I'm going to expose exactly what's going on over the next three segments concerning this new administration with DACA and illegals. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 just posted a brand new video on Snopes, by the way. And their handlers, the CIA, for those that did not know. And somehow they have credibility with Facebook, when in fact we dissected it to show you that there is absolutely no credibility whatsoever with any of these individuals or these outlets, these supposed fact checkers who sit around. If it's not a hooker, it's an embezzler. If it's not an embezzler, then it's a dominatrix. If it's not a dominatrix, then it's a, well, you name it, friends. It's the CIA controlling the whole outlet. And that's exactly what we're seeing with these organizations once again. But it's on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Check it out. I think you're going to enjoy those videos. There's a couple hundred videos over there exposing the issues with the use of constitutional and based upon the biblical law found in the Torah. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, Acts 4:12, where it says, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, period. There is no king, but King Jesus were the flags, and appeal to heaven were the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War. And because of those guys, 243 years later, we're still here under that same Constitution, and I praise God for it. Trump's Homeland Security pick ready to work with Congress on DACA amnesty for 800,000 illegals. Now, just look at the irony, folks. Homeland Security is to prevent the very things that she's advocating, okay? Homeland Security pick ready to work with Congress on DACA amnesty for 800,000 illegals. One thing you can, folks, you can do yourself a favor, can do yourself a lot, save a lot of time, and this is what you need to do. The way to save yourselves a lot of time and pain is know that these stage actors, these politicians, because that's what they are, every single one of them for the most part, friends, and I'm saying for the most part, there's good people in there, but for the most part, they're stage actors. That's all they're doing is playing out. They're doing what they're told to do. And the bottom line is, friends, is if we pay attention to what they do rather than what they say, we'll know exactly who they are and what they are. And the fact of the matter is what they say they are and what they're doing, if you look to the other direction, that's exactly what they're doing. The opposite of what they're saying. I mean, again, I just defined for you, Homeland Security pick under Donald Trump, ready to work with Congress on DACA amnesty for illegals. Remember, Donald Trump also picked Elaine Choi, wife of Mitch McConnell, whose ship was found with 90 pounds of cocaine on it. You never heard a word about it, but everybody knows about it from the state-controlled media. They didn't want you to know about it. That's the reason they didn't say anything about it. Now, it's interesting, Donald Trump picks her as his transportation administrator. And just think about that. The Secretary of Transportation was busted transporting cocaine over 90 pounds. He appoints her as the Secretary of Transportation. And here what we have and what we're talking about is Trump's Homeland Security pick. She's ready to work with Congress on DACA amnesty for 800,000 illegals. Wait, wasn't Homeland Security put in place to do just the exact opposite? Exactly my point. Nielsen, who is currently deputy to the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, served as his chief of staff during his time at Homeland Security. Politico obtained a confirmation questionnaire from Nielsen. In that questionnaire, she was asked if she favored a path to citizenship for illegals who are DACA enrollees. Congress has a clear constitutional policy-making authority to change immigration law in order to develop a permanent solution for those individuals that were DACA recipients, she said. Now, I want to clarify something. Keep in mind, policy, when we hear a policy coming from corrupt Washington, keep in mind that that policy is always undermining our constitutional laws, okay? And that's why they call it policy. They can't call it law because it's not law. It counters law. And furthermore, they have no constitutional authority to lawfully implement that which is illegal, but that's what they do through policy. Listen carefully. Congress has a clear constitutional policy-making authority to change immigration law in order to develop a permanent solution for those individuals that were DACA recipients, she said. Now listen again. Congress has a clear constitutional policy-making. Folks, constitutional and policy are like oil and water. They're to uphold the Constitution and its enumerated laws, not to undermine it through policy making. Did you catch that in their confusion? She said, if confirmed, I will stand ready with Congress to provide any technical assistance needed towards a permanent legal solution and towards enacting measures that enhance border security, interior enforcement, and our immigration system generally. But here's the issue. Under the law, they are considered in violation of law and should be arrested and deported. Now, my question is more pointed, said Tim Brown. Will Ms. Nielsen enforce the current law or not? Period. Will President Trump, the country's chief executive law enforcement or enforcer under our Constitution, enforce the law at this point? Well, he hasn't. Furthermore, when Nielsen was asked whether DHS would use for enforcement purposes data supplied by DACA recipients, she answered, if confirmed, I will ensure that DHS continues to follow the law, including the federal court decisions. Okay? And keep in mind as well, friends, whatever federal court decisions that are made that counter law in which they are to discover and apply, if they contradict law, I don't care what their decisions are. And you know as well as I do, what they're trying to do is sneak these illegals in under policy. Okay? As I understand it, since the beginning of the DACA program, information obtained from someone with deferred action has not been provided proactively except in specific circumstances, such as when the individual poses a risk to national security or public safety, she added. Should I be confirmed, I will quickly and more thoroughly assess the issue. Now, as for her experience, not only is she serving as deputy to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but Politico points out the following. Nielsen said she oversaw the department's 240,000-person workforce at the DHS Chief of Staff, directly managed 65 people, and maintained budget authority for 585 personnel. She said that she oversees roughly 200 people in her current White House position. And prior to joining the DHS this year, she had never been directly managed or had never directly managed more than 15 people, according to the questionnaire. So how should we assess Ms. Nielsen? I'm guessing we're going to see amnesty here, friends. And when you look at that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was just signed by Donald Trump under national security, that was the guise. Folks, you need to keep in mind, much of the avowed funds that you're going to pay for that were avowed are to our sworn enemies. So step by step and systematically, this is what they have been pushing forth, and they pushed it down now your throats. And look who they're appointing to enact these unconstitutional policies. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 DACA recipients saw their protected status revoked for being involved in gang activity or suspected, convicted, or of a felony. And due to a loophole in DACA program, more than 39,000 illegal aliens have been able to obtain green cards and more than 1,000 have naturalized. As Breitbart News reported, Nielsen's nomination to head DHS has been praised by the cheap foreign labor lobby, open border advocates, and the Washington, D.C. national security establishment that allied itself with the failed Never Trump movement during the 2016 presidential election. Are you hearing what's being said here, friends? What you're being told by this administration, the opposite is happening. Also, Breitbart News reported on Nielsen's involvement with the Bush administration's response to Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, when more than 30,000 illegal aliens and foreign workers were able to come to the U.S. to take American blue-collar jobs that those devastated by the natural disaster had hoped to get. And following Hurricane Katrina, 1.5 million Americans were displaced by the storm, and the easing of labor laws by the Bush administration left many looking for work outside the Gulf Coast because illegal aliens and foreign workers quickly dominated the paid cleanup efforts.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto.
Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah, baloney. interesting. I was just seeing a quote, and I'm trying to find it right now, of a foreign prime minister who is talking about representatives of prospective countries and how they're on the world stage. And how they're, you know, on stage they're one person, and then when they're off stage they're completely different, of course. But America, in this country, you need to understand that the man in the office are one and the same. They're not separate. And I was just thinking of Donald Trump here again. What he says and what he does are two different stories. And we're talking about DACA. And in just a couple of minutes here, friends, I'm also going to show you what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. It's craziness. It's interesting how they uphold their laws there, isn't it? I mean, because if you go into Mexico illegally, you're arrested, deported, or jailed. But to finish this off concerning Trump's Homeland Security pick, notice the oxymoron again. Ready to work with Congress on DACA amnesty for 800,000 illegals. And this should come as no surprise to anybody. Homeland Security under Barack Hussein Obama was busted actually bringing illegals into the United States. They were busing them in. I hope we're all aware of that. Under Barack Hussein Obama. Anyways, going to close this up. When Nielsen was asked concerning her experience, she gave it. And she talked about those that she oversaw and how it didn't align with her questionnaire, her answers to the questionnaire that was put forth. And when Nielsen again was asked whether DHS would use for enforcement purposes data supplied by DACA and the recipients, she answered, "If confirmed, I will ensure that DHS continues to follow the law." Well, if that was the case, they wouldn't exist, by the way. Including federal court decisions. Well, let me tell you again, if federal court decisions deter from our law, then they are null and void. Period. That's just a fact. Thomas Jefferson said, nugatory. Anything that stands contrary to the United States Constitution, it's null and void. She says, as I understand it, since the beginning of the DACA program, information obtained from someone with deferred action has not been provided proactively except in specific circumstances, such as when the individual poses a risk to a national security or public safety, she added. Should I be confirmed, I will quickly and more thoroughly assess the issue. John Binder writes, since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 DACA recipients saw their protected status revoked for being involved in gang activity. As Breitbart News reported, Nielsen's nomination to head the DHS has been praised by, well, those that acted as their opposition before she was put into this position. And this is what's called by leading through opposition. Here, let me read it and then I'll explain if need be. Breitbart News reports Nielsen's nomination to head the DHS has been praised by the cheap foreign labor lobby, open border advocates, and the Washington, D.C. national security establishment that allied itself with the failed Never Trump movement during the 2016 presidential election. Now, they need to think that through because it's Never Trump. It didn't fail because the agenda is going forward anyways, regardless. It doesn't matter who was there, friends. But notice those that opposed Donald Trump is now falling in line and complying with DACA. Here, let me explain. Also, Breitbart News reported on Nielsen's involvement with the Bush administration. I highlighted that concerning Hurricane Katrina. And let me say this, 1.5 million Americans were displaced by Hurricane Katrina, and the easing of labor laws by the Bush administration left many looking for work outside of the Gulf Coast because the illegals that came in and foreign workers quickly dominated the paid cleanup effort. You see how this works? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. DACA was policy, not law. Written to skirt the law, not to enforce it, to undermine the law, which, by the way, is the president's job. In October, we reported the word was that Trump was willing to deal with those that they call the Democrats on DACA in order to obtain funding for the border wall. In September, Trump said, "I have a great heart for these folks that we're talking about, a great love for them. I have a love for these people, and hopefully now Congress will be able to help them and do it properly," Trump added. Do it properly? Shouldn't that have been the thing they did first? Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the ending of DACA, saying the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded. DACA may have been rescinded, but it looks like DACA recipients are on the verge of skirting the law and gaining amnesty. Now, let me just bring this to a quick closure for you so you can understand the hypocrisy being played out in front of your faces. Keep in mind, Jeff Sessions says it's now being rescinded. It's going to go away. The $1.3 trillion omnibus bill just funded DACA. Okay, see how they're going back and forth? It's designed to confuse, friends. And then keep in mind, just recently, just this last week, we see that Texas is now suing Donald Trump, who means to keep DACA alive. Texas is suing them along with, I believe, six or seven more states concerning DACA. So what Donald Trump again said is, He's doing the exact opposite concerning DACA. He's doing exactly the opposite. He's empowering people to do exactly the opposite of what he said he was going to do. Texas leads multi-state lawsuit against Donald Trump's administration over DACA continuation. Man, this is just crazy. It's like the wall. You know, I shared with you last week. I played it for you. I believe it was last week we played the audio for you. The way this guy flip-flops. I mean, he's like one of the worst that I've seen in decades. Is in fact the way he acts out. And he shoots his mouth off before he even knows what he's talking about. And by the way, friends, if you listen to him when he speaks, he doesn't know what the Constitution says. It was like Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, he was a constitutional scholar? And he talked about our 57 states? And he talked about our democracy? And folks, the list goes on. It's like, wait a second, dude. You're a constitutional scholar and you don't even know these elementary principles concerning the content of that document that you claim to be a scholar of? Article 4, Section 4, read it, friends, when you get a moment. It's just absolutely ridiculous. What happens if you go into Mexico illegally? I want to put a little gas on this fire just to kind of stir you up a little bit. How is it that Americans had tolerated the people that cried death to America? We're seeing this today, by the way, out of Iran, but I'm speaking more of that of Mexico. How is it that Americans have tolerated the people that cried death to America without and let them in by traitors within, corrupt politicians, useful idiots known as news anchors, Hollywood degenerates, so on and so forth? And then how is it that we see and hear much about what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unlawfully ruled upon concerning the president's, at this point, lawful ban on illegals coming into the United States? And by doing so, the court has declared that the United States Constitution is somehow unconstitutional. This is anarchy, friends. And by the way, leading by opposition is just this. Create the problem. Let the president be the problem solver. What you don't realize is they were the ones that created the problem in the first place. Many of the topics in which you are hearing of today, even through the CIA-controlled media, the government has no constitutional inference. They have no business whatsoever dealing with. Yesterday I shared with you the perfect point. You know, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are bragging about how much job growth we have. Yeah, folks, you have no way of gauging that. You know it as well as I do. And these polls, they're completely contrived. They're fabricated to fit the narrative. You can't trust the polls no further than you can throw them. But the fact of the matter is when you look at what's going on concerning job growth within government and then praising Donald Trump for it, friends, I got a question for you, and I got a question for Donald Trump, too. Where is your work detail in the Constitution that gives you some authority or responsibility to create jobs in the United States of America in the first place? Zero. None. And yet Americans are praising him for job growth. I mean, it just shows you how stupefied the American people have become. Let's call it for what it is. And it's the same thing with what's going on with DACA right now. Friends, the other thing that's really sad about it is the media can literally almost say anything they want, and they will get you diverted onto what they're talking about without fail. If we would just simply focus in on righting the wrongs, we could start to move by force, causing the CIA media to actually deal with issues that really matter. But as long as they can keep leading you along like a carrot in the front of a nose of a donkey, they're going to continuously do it. And it's exactly what they're doing. How about we look at what's lawful and unlawful, and where they are doing unlawful things, we right the wrongs. And if we can do that, friends, I'll tell you what, we can turn this around.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Segment 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I get these thoughts and they coincide with what I'm talking about. And it's a different topic, but we were just looking the other day at some of the things with Billy Graham and what he was involved with. And the opportunities that he had to right the wrongs by confronting president after president, which he never took advantage of. And we also noticed that Billy Graham had his own star in Hollywood. And I'm thinking to myself, and I told my wife, I said, the man's got a star, and his enemies are honoring him. And it's not in a justifiable way. See, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And we have to see things the Lord's way, not man's way. Which brings me back to what I was talking about earlier about politicians and how they're on the world stage. They're actors. George Orwell said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. That's Donald Trump right there, to a T. That's Barack Hussein Obama. Everybody knew it was Barack. That's exactly George W. Bush Jr. Folks, wow. That's exactly Ahab and Jezebel, Bill and Hillary Clinton. I mean, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful, and the only reason they get away with it is because people don't know their founding documents. That's the only reason.
Going back to what happens if you go into Mexico illegally, as a reminder, and before I get to that, the advocates of illegal immigration to their own demise are in hopes that you will forget about Catherine Steinle, who was shot dead on San Francisco's Pier 14 by an illegal in an unprovoked attack. Her murderer, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who used a federal agent's gun in the crime, was deported five times and was at seven-time felon across multiple states, including Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. You know, it's interesting because I don't want those that this felon got through concerning their states, Texas, Oregon, and Arizona, revert back to, well, the federal government told me I have no authority over, you know, this felon. Oh, sheriffs have more constitutional authority than the federal government does, friends. Who are you kidding? So for this guy to get where he got and how he got to where he got, it wasn't the federal government's fault. It was the sheriff's fault in each one of these states. Concerning this Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who killed Catherine Steinle, he had several aliases with several birth dates, was flagged to be held by ICE for immigration, and was recently released following a marijuana arrest and was subsequently protected by corrupt politicians and what Americans have been led to believe when it comes to the unlawful guise of illegal sanctuary cities. Okay? I got to fast forward here for the sake of time. We're on the final segment. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in. The laws in this country are simply going unenforced. That's the problem that we're having in this country. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced, period. Okay? We don't need new laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have, for the record. Do you ever wonder what might happen if you were to go into Mexico illegally? According to Mexico's 1999 immigration law, general law on population, and the Mexican Constitution, here's the English translation. Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Useful. Now, I didn't hear anything about people coming into Mexico and laying a financial burden upon them for finances, for food stamps, and for housing. No. Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to national progress. That's found in Article 32 of the Mexican Constitution. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance, to sustain them, and for their dependents, and for their kids. Article 34. I mean, decry what's going on in this country? Listen carefully. This is Mexican law. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependents. Well, in America, they're coming across the border and expecting us to flip the bill for them and for their dependents. Not in Mexico, friends. Article 34, the Mexican Constitution. And by the way, let me remind you, it is not lawful for federal government to take your tax dollars and to reallocate them to support illegals coming into this country, folks. Either you deal with the corrupt bureaucracies and the corrupt politicians, or else you're going to be upended. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, read it. They'll be made the head, you'll be made the tail as a part of perfect judgment. Going on to Article 37, foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. When foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interest, when they do not behave like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy. This is found in the Mexican Constitution. These people are not allowed to come into their country that are going to be a detriment. Now you have them coming over into America, going into your schools. You're paying for this. Going to the hospitals. You're paying for their hospital bills. You're paying for their food stamps. You're paying for their housing, friends. And yet their laws decry the very things that your government is making you do. How does that work?
It doesn't. It breaks the system. Look up chlorpyrifen when you get a moment. Chlorpyrifen when you get a moment. The Secretary of Governments may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the best of national interest, Article 38. And by the way, going back to the last one, Article 37, just think about all these foreigners that come into America that are stealing your jobs, this all by design, friends, okay? Stealing your jobs and then turning around and telling you as they give you the finger, death to America. And you're paying for all of this. And your government, folks, your representatives are the ones that are laying to your shoulders the burden of debt to pay for these people to be here. Mexican authorities must keep track on every single person in the country. Craziness. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request, i.e., to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. Article 73. A national population registry keeps track of every single individual who compromises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity. Article 85 and 86. A national catalog of foreigners tracks foreign tourists and immigrants. Article 87. And assigns each individual with a unique tracking number found in Article 91 of the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners with fake papers who enter the country under false pretenses may be imprisoned. In this country, they're in prison, and then they're released onto the streets of America, felons from other countries by Barack Hussein Obama in the 65,000 number before he leaves office. They're encouraged to come. They're allured to come into America through something called sanctuary cities. Again, you're paying for all of this. And then you wonder why they're doing the things that they're doing. But keep in mind, it's not the foreigners doing it. It's your representatives that are to enforce the law that are the ones that are tearing it down and alluring these illegals to come into this country. To get to the point where they overthrow the people of the United States of America. You can laugh now all you want, but you can mark my words. If you know anything of overthrows of countries, I'll tell you what. What you're seeing today in this country is verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what they do when they mean to overthrow the old to bring forth the new. It's exactly what's happening. Look to the colleges. Look to the younger people today. What are they doing? They can't stand the older generation. And by the way, in many cases, rightfully so. Read Luke 7:35, older generation. Foreigners who fail to obey the rules will be fined, deported, and or imprisoned as felons. Man, they're encouraged in America. I mean, just ask this Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez. I mean, he was even able to get a federal agent's gun and committing an unprovoked attack against Catherine Steinle, and then he's let off concerning his murder charges. This is like adding insult to injury, isn't it? Yes, it is. Hey, folks, what I'm doing is lawful, not unlawful. I'm making reference to common sense in our laws. Like I said earlier, we don't need new laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we now have to deal with these issues. But what you're listening to concerning the new administration is one thing, because what they say and what they are doing are two different stories. But I'll tell you what they're allowing to happen here in your backyard, guess what? You go into a foreign country illegally, you're arrested, deported, or jailed. You need to think about that, America. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.